Doctor, one of the things that I feel very strongly about, and a lot of the people that we know together through the A4M
yes.
and what is nutritional supplementation.
Absolutely.
I mean, from preconception until 100 plus. Do you work with your patients as well on building a supplement program that's going to be of help to what they're doing and help maintain where they get to be?
Absolutely. I think that is a very important part of staying healthy and living a very optimal life. What I like to do with my patients is I like to really focus in on, as an individual, what are their needs. And the way that I do that is by initially, of course, looking at their symptoms and their issues that they're having, their lifestyles, their past histories, their genetic profile, etc. I then like to look at nutritional testing. So what I like to do is, instead of coming up with a protocol where it's one size fits all, everybody needs to be on X amount of this, that, and the other, I like to do nutritional testing when they are interested in doing so with me. What I like to use is different tests, whether it be with labs like SpectraCell or Metametrics, or there are many different labs out there, and I do different lab testing depending on what's appropriate for the patients. I then like to see what that individual's deficiencies are based on not only the lab testing, but also what kinds of predispositions do they have. Do they have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, risk of breast cancer, risk of other types of cancers, GI issues, and different issues require different supplementations. Do they have thyroid issues? Do they have adrenal issues? Because we need different nutrients to feed our different glands and to feed our different processes that occur in our bodies. We can put everybody on bioidentical hormones, but unless they have the correct nutrients to support the process of that hormone, we're not going to make optimal strides with those hormones. So they really go hand in hand. You can't really expect optimal results without the nutrients. The nutrients are very important. Sadly enough, I hear this all the time, well, I eat healthy. I eat vegetables, I eat fruits, I eat my X, Y, and Z. Why do I need supplementation? Well, the unfortunate thing is that we don't have the same types of nutrients in our foods that we did 100 years ago. There's a lot of chemicals, a lot of pesticides,
absolutely,
a lot of different things in our foods that, as clean as you try to get, completely organic, completely whole foods, you're still going to need more, because unfortunately your guts aren't as healthy as they need to be, and you don't produce as many enzymes that you need to produce to really gain all that from all the foods. So we really do need to supplement, and it's a very important fact that I try to explain to my patients. Let's look past the why do I need to do it. We need to establish that we need to do it. Let's just figure out what you as an individual need, and let's optimize that.
You know, it's intriguing to talk with you. Do you have a book, or are you writing a book, or have you considered a book?
I actually am writing a book. My first draft is done, and I'm currently in the process of deciding on which publisher to go with.
That's great. I think people need to find and build a library and to know who the people are that wrote the books.
Absolutely. I think that's very important, because we all come with different experiences. My book mainly focuses on the different symptoms that I see all around me in women, and then I've also included a lot of patient stories, my real patients that have come through these programs and what has changed about their lives, their families' lives, their friends' lives, and the lives of their community.
Thank you.